Welcome to Song Fantasy Draft, a new series here at NFR Podcast where Lou and I will have to create the perfect album based on a pool of selected songs. And today's going to be very interesting because for the first edition, we are doing the 2010s decade. And this is massive because this is a time where Lou and I came up with hip hop. We have some of our favorite classics within this era, and we have a lot of good songs on this list, guys. So listen, subscribe to the channel if you have not already, because we're going to be doing a load of series like this. Plus, we'll keep you updated with all of the biggest rollouts of the year and all the biggest reviews as well. So are you excited, man? New series.
I'm very excited, guys. So let's get into the rules of this game. So to start off, we'll do a coin toss to see who gets to have the first overall pick in the draft. And we've combined a total of 12 songs off in the 2010s decade. And for every round, we will be choosing one song each. And for that round, we will actually have 1 minute to explain why we chose the song and to actually, you know, take the time to choose the song that we want part of our perfect album. And then after, once all 12 songs are selected, there will be a period at the end where we actually debate who has constructed the better album between the two of us.
Yeah, so we have the Free Smoke series going on, but we're like, you know what? Let's diversify a bit. Let's see what we could go on with these albums. It's always fun doing these, so... let's get this started. Let's flip a coin. Nick is back and ready to do this.
Do you want
to
call what's it?
Up? Yeah, who says what's up first? I'll do it. I'll say first. I'll go first.
All right. So Nick. Heads or tails?
I'll do. Give me heads. I'll always go heads. What do I got? Did I get it?
It's heads. Yes.
All right. You got the first overall pick. So guys, at this point in the draft, we'll read off the 12 songs that we've selected from the 2010s decade, and these are some of our favorites from that era. So. We have Devil in a New Dress by Kanye West, Stick Talk by Future, 90210 by Travis Scott, Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar, Self Care by Mac Miller, Who Dat Boy by Tyler, the Creator, Thuggin' by Freddie Gibbs, Tuscan Leather by Drake, G.O.M.D. by J. Cole, Survival Tactics by Joey Badass, Reborn by Kidsy Ghost, and EXO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert. And guys, let us know in the comments your favorite song out of all of these, but... Without further ado, man, you have your minute.
Let's get it.
What are you choosing first?
All right, should be so easy. Wait, hold on. Your minute starts right now. Go for it.
Devil in a New Dress, straight off the bat. I think that I have to go Devil in a New Dress right off there. And I think I'm going to do it for a couple of reasons. I mean, I kind of have an idea of how I want to construct my album for the end of the episode. So it depends. If it's a riskier pick because there's another one that I would have gone with over here. But I think that if I could get my next two picks right on par, I think I could have a really nice cohesive album. So how do you fuck with Devil in a New Dress? Was it something you were looking at?
100%. I mean, yeah. The production from Bink and Mike Dean is just, it's pouring to your ears, man. I mean, you can't get enough of that guitar solo in the middle. It's a beautiful song. And it would have been my number two. So I'm happy you actually chose that because that wouldn't have been my number one.
So what's your number one? Let's go with your next pick, man.
All right. So my minute starts.
Your minute starts right now.
My number one pick is Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar. Ooh, and okay. I love this song because it kind of captures the essence of like the actual dichotomy of a hustler's ambition, because you're trying to commit crimes to improve your life by getting money, but as a result, you're putting your life at risk. And I just love the whole Halle Berry or Hallelujah, like pick your poison. Like, do you want to kind of go for that wealth, or do you want to go for a more spiritual route? And the production is beautiful. I mean, I love how it starts off with birds chirping, and it's just a beautiful song with deep messages and one of the best features of all time by J-Rock. And it goes to show the collaboration between J-Rock and Kendrick and how great that was. So this is a great pick for me because even on a rapping level, like, this is one of the songs that has the most substance out of the whole list for me. So
okay. I'm ready.
That's my number
next
one.
What do you got, Nick?
All right. So just to sum it up, Ant, you have chosen Devil in a New Dress, and Lou, you have chosen Money Trees as the
yes,
first
sir.
Song to make Absolutely. Your perfect album. So Ant, your 1 minute for your second pick starts right now.
I'll ask you, which one do you think I'm going with out of all of this?
Out of all of these,
what
if
do you
I
think
had to
I'm
guess,
going with?
Oh man, there's so many good ones to choose from, but I think you're going to go with G.O.M.D. by J. Cole.
I'm going 90210 by Travis
oh, man.
Scott. Yeah,
you're going for the production slappers.
Oh, baby, am I going with 90210. First of all, I mean, I'm trying to... Well, I can't tell you the sort of strategy I'm going with my album, but I kind of like... I'm making like these strategic picks to be able to like really make a cohesive and focused sort of track list. But honestly, like G.O.M.D. might be a sleeper pick for me later on. Depends what you do, though. I'm interested to see what you got going on here because Money Trees is interesting, but how are you going to double up with it? Mm. So I'll let you take the floor. What do you got as your second pick?
My second pick.
Nick has to start your 1 minute, by the way.
Your minute starts right now.
There you go.
All right. My second pick. This is so tough, man. I'm kind of...
What are you doing?
I'm debating between Tuscan Leather. I'm also looking at Reborn and Survival Tactics. Give me Reborn by Kitsy Ghost.
Oh, strategic.
I'm going for Reborn. I think that out of the whole list, I think it has maybe the best hook from here. And it's because of Kid Cudi's like beautiful hums throughout the whole song. It starts off with them and then you have them layered behind his vocals. And I love how this song is about a rebirth and about how Cudi speaks about how he battled his demons. He got over his addiction. And honestly, it's my favorite song out of Kitsy Ghost and maybe my favorite ever collaboration between Kanye and Kid Cudi. So again, I'm choosing another song that has a feature. And this is like total opposite from what we got with Money Trees because production's different. And it's just a beautiful song from start to finish. It's 5 minutes of pure bliss. And like I said, like this is a song that I had like 10 years ago because of how much it's done for me, like on a therapeutic level. So that's why I chose Reborn, man.
Okay, all right.
Awesome. So round two is done. And just to sum up that round, Ant has picked 90210 and Lou has picked Reborn.
How do you feel about 90210? Is that something you're eyeing?
I was eyeing it. It was going to be in the next couple of picks of mine. So I'm kind of pissed you took it, to be honest.
Okay.
What about Reborn? Was that on your horizon?
That was my number three, actually.
Oh, wow.
I was going to do a trident of Devil in a New Dress, 90210 and Reborn.
That would have been dangerous.
Scary. But I think I have a scary pick on my next one.
All right. So the third round starts right now.
I'll let you guess. What do you think I have? I like
asking. Think you're taking Tuscan Leather. Is that what you're leaning towards? Are you going for that Drizzy?
Oh, you gave me ideas now.
Oh man, I shouldn't have opened my fucking mouth.
I can reform my album now. I'm gonna take Tuscan Leather. Actually,
oh, man.
I need a strong intro.
Why did I talk?
I need a strong intro. Give me Tuscan Leather, baby. I need a good intro to my fucking album. How do you feel about that now? Like, I got a pretty good tree.
You have a nice trio of songs. I'll give you that.
What do you think?
I mean, you kind of went production focus, and now you're going again production focus. If you're talking about the
beat
crazy
switches,
sample flips on there, so
crazy rapping too by Rick Ross as well, and then after that,
no, like, by Rick Ross. Oh, you mean on Devil
in a New Dress? Absolutely. So, okay, I think I'm making something really nice. Getting a bit of luxury also in here. I'm getting some vintage Drizzy Drizzy vibes. Excuse me, going on. But I'll let you go for your next pick.
All right.
What do you have?
So your round loose starts right now.
Oh man, this is tough. I have to strategize this because as of right now, you kind of have me on the production side of things. You chose like probably the three best produced songs on here.
Yeah.
So I have to go a different route. I got to go the lyrical route. So I'm taking Survival Tactics by Joey Badass
nice
and Capital
pick.
Steez. A sleeper pick. I think a lot of people would probably have this at the bottom of their choices, but I'm taking it third overall because I think that what Joey Badass did at 17 years old writing this verse was amazing. And to me, this song is lyrical warfare. If you think about the boom bap style drums, if you think about the marching of soldiers that you hear at the beginning, it totally fits the vibe. And Capital Steez, to me, dropped one of the best verses I've ever heard in terms of his wordplay. You know, and just, it's mind-blowing to see how much of a radical he was and what a talent that he was. And again, I have three songs right now that have two artists on each. Very lyrical track. So how are you feeling about my picks?
I'm feeling strong about them, actually. I love how you started off with Money Trees. That was a great way to go, and I'm happy you took Survival Tactics. My only thing is, like, I don't know if Reborn fits the vibe yet. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
oh,
I have
it does,
to,
man.
I have to
as
see
a
how
nice
you
outro.
Oh,
I'm
maybe
telling
if
you,
you place
man.
It at your outro. Okay, all right.
Telling
so
you.
I'll go with my next pick when you're ready to start
all right,
the timer.
So your next pick starts right now.
Again, you wanna guess? Do I let you get the guess?
Oh man, okay. I think that you went for some production standouts, so you need something more right now on a spiritual vibe. Am I reading your vibe right now? I think that you're taking Self-Care, Mac Miller.
I absolutely am. Yeah, it's going to be a great track.
That hurts me.
It's going to be a great track to put into the middle of my track list. Not only that, but I kind of want to have like these songs that are, you know, the double beat switches. Like I have it on Tuscan Leather. I have it on 90210. Now I have it on Self-Care. And it adds like an extra like lyrical punch to my album now because I'm getting a fantastic, you know, guest feature from Rick Ross, probably one of his best of all time. I'm getting a fantastic, you know, verse from Kanye. I'm getting a lyrical onslaught by Tuscan Leather. My only, let's say, weak lyrical track is with 90210 at this point, but still
it's not like that weak,
it's more but like
on the lower end.
I like it more as like a vibe track for the album. So I'm gonna self-care has that middle point between all of this, and I think it's needed within like my diversity of the track list for now. How do you feel about my pick, bro?
It's a good pick. Like I said, it's something that you needed right now. Like I think that Self-Care fits that vibe. So
I was actually eyeing this at number two or number three, actually.
Really?
It was gonna be very high up up on my list.
It was probably going to be next for me. I'll be honest. Like you just fucking, you snatch it from me.
I'm asshole. Right, so Lou, your 1 minute for round four starts now.
Fuck. What are you taking?
I'm really hurt by the self-care choice.
What do you got?
Honestly, this might surprise people, but I'm stuck between, I would say, three different songs right now. I'm debating EXO Tour Life. I'm debating Thuggin' by Freddie Gibbs.
Ooh.
And Who That Boy by Tyler, the Creator. That is super tough. I got to go Who That Boy.
Yeah,
Tyler, the Creator, and ASAP Rocky. I just think that it's probably Rocky's favorite flow of mine that he's ever introduced on a song. And I love the kind of very dark production that you have to start off the song. And to me, like, this is Tyler's Frankenstein song. It sounds like he was dead and he was kind of reborn on this song, and that he's on like a death mission and taking out everything that's in his way. And it's just, it's really up there in the upper echelon of collaborations between him and Rocky. It's up there with the Potato Salads and, you know, other great songs from them. So again, I chose another song that has two artists once again, man. And
diversity within the track.
Very diverse.
I like that. I definitely like that. So let's do a little recap. So right now, what I got on my list, I have Devil in a New Dress. I have 90210. I have Self Care and Tuscan Leather. Lou right now has Money Trees, Who Dat Boy, Survival Tactics, and Reborn. Very interesting albums being formed. So I'm ready to take my next pick, man. You could go for it.
All right. So round five starts right now.
Okay. I have two songs in mind here that I want to go for. I'm going to leave you The Thuggin' by Freddie Gibbs.
You're not eyeing that right now?
I'll let you take it. I don't think it fits the vibe of my album. I'm between EXO Tour Life and GOMD. Those are the two tracks I'm really after.
I think I know which one would better suit your album. I'm not going to tell you, though. I'm definitely not going to tell you which one. But
which one would better
suit? There is one that better suits it, for sure. What else? Are those the last three, or what else do we have?
No, we also have Stick Talk. I don't know if Stick Talk would like fit the vibe of my album, though. That's the only thing.
30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm between EXO Tour Life and GOMD.
Interesting.
Oh, what do we got going on here? Let's do EXO Tour Life. I'll do EXO.
Interesting. Okay.
I'll do EXO Tour Life. So, what was the song you thought that better fitted?
I thought it was going to be GOMD.
You thought it was going to be GOMD. You know what I wanted out of EXO Tour Life? I needed like that bop on there. I needed like that fucking massive, let's say like number one single that's going to go out and absolutely shock the world. Not only that, but it's a very deep song as well. I love the trippy. I love the trippy production. So it could kind of play into that realm of 90210 as well. Excuse me. And I mean, GOMD was there for me because I think it was going to be a nice matchup with Self Care, but I don't know. I'd rather leave it off the list for now, but you're going to take that, though.
By the way, guys, before we continue, don't forget that you could vote for who you think has the perfect album between the two of us and who has the better album on our community tab. The poll will be up as soon as this video goes up, so leave your thoughts on that, but let's get it started. This is what, my fifth pick, right?
This is your fifth pick, and your 1 minute starts now.
Oh, man. Okay, this is tough because Stick Talk doesn't really fit the vibe too much of my album. GOMD and Thuggin. Those are my other choices, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is what I'm gonna do to you, though. I'm gonna leave you Stick Talk. So you have to decide now, like what you wanna do now for the rest of your track list.
Oh, so I'm gonna get stuck with Stick Talk. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm gonna
me?
Leave it to you. Yeah.
So that means you're taking GOMD without a doubt. Like, there's no way.
Or Thuggin, whatever you want. I think Thuggin's a great.
I'm
way
taking
to end
Thuggin.
Off
my- I'm taking Thuggin as my next pick. I think that what Freddie Gibbs does there is phenomenal, and I love all the coke talk. And what's crazy about Thuggin is the fact that he sounds like he's in a rush. It sounds like he's moving from one place to the next. And that kind of represents like the life of a hustler and like of a dealer that he's kind of, you know, representing, always being on the move, always kind of having the paranoia and the Madlib production on this. I underestimated it. It's actually one of the best beats on this entire list for me.
That's for sure. That's for sure. It's definitely a sleeper pick. But listen, Nick, put mine one time.
Yeah, so just to sum up the round number five, Ant has chosen EXO Tour Life and Lou has chosen Thuggin' to make their perfect albums. So let's go into the final round. Your 1 minute for round number six, Ant, starts now.
Well, GOMD, right?
I'm gonna... No, yeah, I'm gonna go GOMD. Yeah. I was thinking about Stick Talk for a minute, but I mean the only problem was the only thing I was thinking about Stick Talk was it kind of fits the vibe of 90210 and EXO Tour Life, but I need more of a lyrical one as there. Like I think that 90210 and EXO Tour Life are not that strong lyrically, but have that vibe to them, have that natural presence. So I'm kind of okay on that front. They're super strong in that end, but GOMD is an absolute, you know, classic song for me when it comes to J. Cole material. Top five in my books, and I love the, you know, the sample switch on it. And I actually love what it does for 2014 Forest Hills Drive, because it allows you to see the shift in perspective when he finally has his fame and when he finally understands what's coming with it. So that's what I think I have in this album a lot of, is like that coming of realization, you know. Like I have it with Drake on Tuscan Leather, I have it on 90210 with Travis, I have it on even a bit of like, you know, some self-care on from Mac Miller. Like I have a lot of stuff here that reflects that, so I think it was a good pick for my album. How about you? What's your last one?
Honestly, at first I'm like, okay, I don't want to get stuck with Stick Talk even though it's an absolute slapper, but now that I think about it and I'm looking at my overall project, I'm happy to have Stick Talk by Future, and I'll go into it when we actually wrap this up. But to speak about how great this song was, I mean, Michael Phelps won swim races while bumping this fucking song before going into the actual pools, just because of how much motivation it gave him. And this is an absolute trap classic, and I think that it really defined Future and his sound for years to come. So I'm really happy with that pick, and I think that it does fit into the theme of my project.
Okay.
It all really right. does.
So guys, listen, we have officially drafted our complete list.
So
at
let's
this
go
point.
Through them. What's your list?
Let's go through them. So I have Tuscan Leather as my intro track.
That's your number one overall pick?
Yes. No, it was Devil in a New Dress. That's true. It's true. One. I have Devil in a New Dress with Kanye West and Rick Ross. Third, I have 90210. Number four, I have Self-Care by Mac Miller off of Swimming. Number five, I have EXO Tour Life. And to close off the album, I have GOMD by J. Cole. So that's my listing. How about you, Lou? Read out yours right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir. Give me a second. Just putting it together still.
What do you got?
Hold on a second. So,
and I'm going to ask you what you were going for with this album. I want to see your thoughts behind it.
Okay. That's good. Put that second last, and then...
What's your outro?
Okay. I think you know what my outro is. Can you guess?
I'll wait for
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'll see what's
so,
up.
So, my intro track is Stick Talk by Future. My second song is Thuggin' by Freddie Gibbs. Third is Who Dat Boy by Tyler and ASAP Rocky. Then we have Survival Tactics, and then Money Trees, and then ends off the album, we have Reborn as the outro.
Okay, I like that. So, okay, so let's have this discussion over here. Like, on production, who do you think gets this overall? Like,
on
let's
production?
Start, let's start with that.
I think I'll give it to you on production. I think it's... I'll be fair enough to say that you get it on production because of Devil in a New Dress. I mean...
90210, like, even, yeah. like, the GOMD sample flip, like, Tuscan Leather.
No, I think I have better beats than GOMD. Tuscan Leather is up there, but...
What would you put over GOMD on your list?
In terms of production, I would probably go with Thuggin', for sure.
I think I go Money Trees over it,
Money
sure.
Trees as well, yeah.
I think I go Money Trees over it.
Also, but Reborn, honestly, like, it's... The sample's strong, but it's not up there. But tell me why this album is perfect. Like, why did you construct the perfect
okay,
album
so
before I get into mine?
I'm going to start off with the intro, okay? Like, I had to start with something that was going to be grand to present this album. And I wanted Tuscan Leather. I wanted something that was going to pack that punch. And when I think about an album intro, I think about Nothing Was the Same and that Tuscan Leather feeling. Like, the first time you go into it, finding all those beat switches and finding everything that Drizzy has to offer. I mean, it kind of opens up the whole door of, you know, trying to handle fame and success and trying to understand everything that's going around you. Like, that's where I wanted to like kind of have my album centered around, is the whole thing of fame and success and how like everything kind of deals with it at the end of the day. That was the kind of message that I was going for. Devil in a New Dress perfectly embodies that. Plus, I think that this is my strongest produced track on here probably, and when I knew that was up for grabs at number one, I had to take it. I mean, it's my favorite track off of MBDTF, and it's a fan favorite for a lot of Kanye fans. Third, I have 90210 because not only did I need something more, sorry, I have a hair in my mouth. Not only did I want something more modern in my spread, but I needed something that was going to have more of like, you know, something that was going to connect to my message of that fame and power, something that was going to show a victory lap, something that was going to speak on what I was trying to go with. Self-care, I mean, self-explanatory, beautiful track. I wanted to place in the middle so it could offer, you know, maybe my listeners, someone, something that's going to be, you know, a bit more, let's say, therapeutic for them in my album. So offer that diversity. EXO Tour Life, I wanted a slapper on here, a lead single with still a deep message. And then GOMD for me was like, I need something that has like that solidified rapping, something that, you know, is a perfect punch to close off my album. So that was my
fair
vision.
Enough. Next thing I want to ask you is, can you agree that lyrically I do have the better project?
Absolutely. I think you got that with Survival Tactics.
Yeah.
I think that was
probably the most lyrical track
on
here.
My only thing is that I feel as if Reborn would have been better on my album as the outro. I think that's the only thing.
I'll explain why it's such a good fitting on my album.
Okay, so let's hear it.
To start off with Stick Talk, I mean, Took a Shot of Henny Wing, Brazy. Like, there's not a more energetic intro to start off with, and I love how Future takes us
over
through.
Over Tuscan Leather on the intro?
For energy, for the charisma.
We're talking about an intro
track. Let me explain, though.
Okay.
So with Stick Talk, I love how Future sets up the environment of how he has control over everything around him, his riches, going through this kind of hustler mentality. And that's kind of what my album is all about in terms of a theme, is that it's someone or artist that got mixed into the wrong crowd and trying to kind of figure their way out through it.
Fire.
So when you go from Stick Talk to Thuggin' is a more detailed description of the everyday life of a gangster and what he's doing, and, you know, serving packs, doing whatever he has to do on a daily basis. And the Madlib production on here is just timeless. Then you move on to Who Dat Boy, a place where you're kind of fed up with all the bullshit that, you know, goes on within that kind of lifestyle, and you're kind of just going berserk. You're kind of going crazy and trying to wrap your head around what your day-to-day is like. And of course, I mean, the duet between Tyler and ASAP Rocky is phenomenal. Then you move on to Survival Tactics, more of an introspective track where you're kind of wondering about your government. You're kind of questioning certain things in society that might have led you to this life. And of course, lyrically, Joey Badass goes on a rant, and what Capital Steez does with his wordplay is phenomenal. Then you move on to Money Trees, a song that's literally about pondering that decision of, do I keep going down this criminal path, or do I try to better myself and find spirituality? And then finally, Reborn, my artists finally get that realization of, like, let me recreate myself. Let me have a rebirth where I'm moving away from this life. I'm battling those demons. I'm getting away from this toxic lifestyle to make something better out of my life experience. So I think thematically, there's a lot of room for all these songs to fit together. So
that's true. I think on the rapping basis, you have it. I think I maybe strive more in the way that my album goes with a flow of, like, the production and the way it maybe transitions as well. I also think I do have a better intro than you.
I think overall the track, but the way that Stick Talk, the energy, man, is just a next level.
You get that.
And I think that my album actually flows better from track to track. I think there's an actual story that you can pick out of that album. But guys, I'm curious to hear, like, if you guys want to make a playlist of both these projects, listen to all six songs from both of us and see which one actually sounds like the better album. Because, I mean, obviously we didn't know that these would be our picks, so it's going to be cool to see how they sound separately,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And listen, guys, you could actually vote for the winner of who had the better album between Lou and I on our community tab. So the poll is going to be up right now. And guys, listen, we're doing all kinds of new content on the channel. And, you know, it's just fun doing content for you guys. Like, seeing your guys' reception, what you guys are fucking with, and coming in and, you know, watching our reviews. It's always a pleasure doing content. And listen, guys, thank you so much for watching through this whole video. And we'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribed to the channel, because we're doing album reviews, and we actually have our series called Everything We Know, where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.